Hello all, welcome back to Get Stuff Done. My name is Fintan Gavigan and I am the co-founder of Collaborative, a new marketing agency in Dublin. Each week we speak to different people in different sectors about how they get stuff done. People we know, people we've worked with, people we respect work that they've done. This week I'm with Ken McIntyre Barron. Ken is the managing partner of AIMS International Ireland. It's an executive search and leadership training company. So in the current climate, we look at this sector and see how it's affected what Ken does and how he continues to get stuff done. So Ken, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Fintan.
Good stuff.
And I wish Aidan and yourself every success with the launch of Collaborative as well.
Thank you very much. Okay, Ken, you have the mic. So tell us about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so what we actually do can be summarised in three words, which is find and grow. So AIMS International, we're an executive search and leadership development firm. We find high quality directors and senior managers for companies, and we help develop them to their full potential. I've been in the executive search and executive coaching business for the past 10 years. The AIMS International brand is actually quite new to Ireland because our business only became part of it last year. But globally, AIMS International is very well known. It operates in over 50 countries across EMEA, the Americas and the Asia Pacific. Within the organization, we have a number of global practice teams in areas such as life sciences, consumer goods, industrial, automotive, financial and professional services, energy, media and technology, talent management, and board services. And these teams are really useful for us in terms of market intelligence, sharing information, for example, in terms of salary information, or helping us accelerate the research process for candidates.
So the last 7 or 8 months, as we've asked everyone who we've spoken to, has been different, to say the least. In your sector, what are you seeing? What changes is this bringing about? And then what great stuff are you getting done to overcome that?
Yes, well, obviously the pandemic has put huge pressure on our particular industry. It's done a couple of things. It's reduced the number of opportunities. It has caused searches to go on hold. And it has made searches very difficult in terms of finding people that actually want to move positions, because typically the people we would approach aren't looking to move. And in a climate of uncertainty, people are more reluctant to move than in normal circumstances. However, one area that we found a huge uptick in is the whole area of executive coaching. And more people are actually needing support in this area. And as working from home continues, areas such as people management, motivational, and even areas such as emotional resilience are becoming more and more prevalent. Going forward, we're about to launch a new concept called Psychology in a Box. And that's around the whole area of positive psychology, giving leaders a toolkit to navigate change and transformation. Teaching them how to engage their teams as we navigate through these unpredictable times. So we do see the business moving more strongly in the direction of the whole area of leadership development. Another area where we've had a lot of interest is in the area of career transition coaching. And even during the pandemic, we had quite a significant increase in interest there. And that's enabled candidates to come to us to help them prepare for that journey, help them to get compelling CVs together, help them with their interview techniques, help them network, and help them in overall with their job search marketing plan.
If you had one tip for people as to how to get stuff done, what would your tip be?
I suppose if you have a team, then it's important to identify where each of their strengths lie. One way of doing this is knowing team personality types, which helps you delegate more effectively. In my executive coaching work, I use a personality tool called DISC, which helps my clients understand themselves and other personalities and how to work more effectively with them. My clients find the DISC profile really useful to get stuff done. For example, if you've someone with a strong I personality, I meaning influence, they're very good at initiating ideas and getting a team together, but not necessarily as good at follow through. But including a person with a strong C personality, which stands for conscientiousness and details, that helps them focus on the details, the potential pitfalls, and as I often say, they keep the eyes out of trouble. So my clients have also found that by understanding people better, it helps them work more efficiently, prevents unnecessary conflict, which can actually stop you getting stuff done.
Ken, there may be people listening today who are looking to transition in their career, or maybe being forced to transition in their career, unfortunately, in the current circumstances. And without putting you on the spot, is there a tip, or is there any first steps that you think people should bear in mind if they're in this situation?
I think a statistic that many people listening may find surprising, and that is that approximately 70% of jobs are actually found through networking. About 20% are found through executive search firms like ourselves or recruitment agencies, and about 10% are found by replying to job advertisements, be it online, as we mostly see them now. And yet a lot of people spend 70% of their time doing that 10%. Many jobs are found through networking. Many jobs that don't even exist end up being found through networking. Many searches are done confidentially, and networking can help you to get to that particular opportunity. I've many examples of clients who have secured positions that never existed, that they actually found through networking. So I stress, if it was the most important thing that you did in a job search, is to network, but you have to do it effectively. You have to be very clear in terms of what you're looking for. And it's not just about cups of coffee. It's about preparation. It's about structure and knowing where your target company is and what it is you can bring to that particular company. The second thing that I would strongly recommend is preparation. And what I do with all of my clients is every process that they get into, we dissect that job description. We identify the competencies that are being looked for. We prepare the answers and we run mock interviews tailored to that particular process. We don't run classroom interview techniques. We run practical mock interviews tailored to each position that they're applying for. And they found this really, really useful.
That's super advice, Ken. Thanks so much. I have one last question, and it's not to do with work. It's to do with you. When all this is done and we're no longer restricted to where we go and what we do, what'll be your ideal day out?
I think anybody that knows me will know I love to travel. I love to meet my family and my friends. And I'm looking forward to being able to do that with a lot more ease than we can do at the moment. So that I'm definitely looking forward to.
Ken, thanks so much for your time, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you very much, Vincent.